but we had to scrap it.
How do you like the new weight room?
Oh, it's so awesome in there. Obviously, you can hear the sound system, which is awesome. But no, it's really cool, and I'm so thankful to Mr. Davis and his family to want to do this for us. You know, it just shows the commitment to excellence. And you know, this place it's got to be the best around. So it's really awesome to have, and we're very thankful.
Well, compared to what you guys had before, when you first walked into the, you know, performance center yesterday, what was your initial reaction?
Everyone was saying how nice it was. So my bar was here. When I walked in, I just was in awe. You know, it was even more than I expected. And, you know, I can't find more things good to say about it, but we're very thankful for it. I can tell you that.
And really, how beneficial is a high-tech, state-of-the-art performance center like that for you guys?
Well, number one, obviously, for obvious reasons, you get all the equipment you need. You have all the space you need to be able to lift. I mean, we have our whole team lifting right now, you know, whereas, no, you go in the morning, no, you guys go then, you know, we got everybody in there right now. And, you know, not only just that stuff, and not, you know, we have first-class coaches and all that, but like I said, you see the commitment that our organization has in us, and you see the belief that they have in us, and we're honored and we're thankful for that.
Derek, what's your sense of appreciation of Amari Cooper so far?
Oh, very thankful for him too. you know, that's for sure. You know, I think that he's getting so much better every day. He's a hard worker, as everyone knows. And you guys know I don't use that term, you know, loosely. He works hard, and it means something to him. And I, like I said before, I think he's got a special future.
How's that new grass field there?
It's wonderful. You know, like we said, not only, you know, this, you know, center, we got the whole couple fields out here that, you know, are perfect. You know, you go out there and you look at it, you say, man, I would love to hit a 7-iron off of this, you know. And, you know, that's how you know it's good stuff.
Yeah, what should Roy Helu bring to this offense?
Oh, you know, he's very smart, so he's going to be great in protection. You know, he's going to, you know, he's not a guy, hey, do you see it coming? You know, he'll know. You know, he's also a very good receiving back, you know, very good hands, has a good feel in the screen game. You know, there's a lot of things that he does really well, you know, and that's all aside of him running the ball, you know, which he's obviously very good at, which he did great at Nebraska and has done good in the NFL.
For all those things that you were just mentioning, it's never good for anyone to miss that kind of time, but uh-huh. Given how smart he is, given that he's a seasoned pro, uh-huh. Will that help him catch up?
Oh, yeah. You know, mentally the guy is, you know, as sharp as they come,
right.
You know, so will he have a few errors that he'll want back? I'm sure, obviously, from being out a certain amount of time. You know, I remember in the off season when I missed my time, you know, there's always things when you come back, you know, I know what's going on, but you're still going to miss something.
Right.
You know, that's just from personal experience that I could speak on. But I think he's smart enough and he'll do a great job.
Aside from winning the game Sunday night, what are you hoping to accomplish against the Arizona Cardinals?
We just have to be better. You know, we got to continue to show that in some way, some phase, some form of the game, we're growing. You know, you don't ever want it to look stagnant or the same. Is that going to happen someday? Yeah, probably, maybe. You know, we don't plan on it. But you want to make sure when you turn the film on, you say, hey, we really did good in this area and we got better there. And so that's what you look for.
Did you see some encouraging signs against Minnesota, even though it didn't quite go the way you wanted it to?
Yeah. You know, we did, obviously. There was some good explosive stuff. But, you know, we looked at that and, you know, it's like anything. That's in the past. It doesn't even matter now. Now we have to continue to work and we got to go watch this film and say, well, we didn't do that right. Let's get that right. You know, and so whatever we can do to move on and move forward, that's what we have to do.
Hey, Derek, what's the tone like this year that Jack Del Rio is setting compared to what it was like maybe a year ago? And
uh-huh.
That growth thing that you just mentioned, is that something that comes from Jack? Is that something that he tries to teach you?
Yeah, you know, Coach Del Rio is all about competing. He's all about honest. He's going to be brutally honest, and he's going to force you to compete, and that's what I love, you know. And so, you know, without, you know, obviously comparing the two, just speaking on what Coach Del Rio has brought, he's just so competitive. You know, obviously you see the commitment, like we said, with everything going on around here and you know, how the kind of meals we're eating from, you know, the way we travel, the way we do everything, you could just see the commitment he has in us. And, you know, he treats us like grown men and he expects a lot out of us. But that's just, you know, some of the great things that he brings.
do you try to balance maybe showing some emotion at times with going up and having conversations with guys and working on things to get better?
Yeah, I mean, there's times where, you know, I show emotion and it's just spur of the moment, and I wish I didn't sometimes. I always want to be like this, knowing that that's hard to do basically you're in a fight with another team, you know, so it's hard to stay that way. So some emotion's going to show, but obviously that's something that I'm always working on. I always want to be like this. And when that happens, you know, that whenever you see me that way as a leader, you know, these guys know my heart. It's not intentional. It's not towards them. It's because we didn't execute. And what can I do to do better and help us do better next time? Oh, Trent, man, he's very physical. You can obviously, the gifts that God has given him, you know, with his strength, with his size, and to be that big and be able to move the way he does, you know, so I just think that you can tell the guy's just gifted in that physically. Then when you get him mentally, he knows what he's doing. You know, he plays hard, and, you know, I mean, I'm excited that he's on our team.
Couple more for Derek, guys.
How's the offensive line shaping up for you?
Great. They're doing a great job. They are. You know, I think that, you know, I'm always biased. I think we have the best line. You know, I do. I'm always biased, and I'll always think that no matter what because I love those guys. But I think they've been doing a great job. Now, they're going to tell you, hey, we have a lot of things to get better at, and, you know, they can, you know, point those things out to you. But to me, I think that they're doing a great job, and they work hard at it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.